Next patient is Stefan Kirshner, S-T-E-P-H-A-N. S as in Sam, S-T-E-P-H-A-N, Stefan. Kirshner, K-I-R-S-H-C. I'm sorry, K-I-R-S-C-H-N-E-R, and as in Nancy. Kirshner, K-I-R-S-C-H-N-E-R. Date of birth is 4/27/43. Date of visit is 3/23/22. I'm sorry, 3/23/22. Please make a copy for Brian Bogdanovics. Bogdanovics, B-O-G-D-A-N-O-W-I-C-Z. Bogdanovics, Brian, B-R-I-A-N, M-D. Next paragraph, dear Brian, thank you for sending Stefan Kirshner for evaluation. Next paragraph, chief complaint is cough with clear sputum production. Next paragraph, this is illness. This is a 78-year-old male who has had a persistent cough for the past 4 to 6 months. It's bringing up very little mucus, and states that the cough may be worse in the evenings and nights. The patient has a past history of coronary artery disease and underwent stenting this past August. And his coughing spells got worse. After the procedure, he denied recent weight loss, denied fever, chills, night sweats, or hemoptysis. And he has used he has used an albuterol inhaler on a PRN basis. The patient's most recent CT chest done in December 21 showed no pulmonary emboli, but showed areas of interlobar septal thickening and ground glass opacities at the lung bases. With a small area of consolidation and small bilateral effusions. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history for atrial fibrillation and history for hypertension. He also has coronary artery disease and stenting times two this past October. Also has a history of coronary artery stenting in 2014 and an MI in 2013. He had hernia repairs done. Also has been treated for pulmonary edema earlier this year. Next paragraph. Habits patient smoked one pack per day for 25 years and quit. habits, I'm sorry, next line. The patient drinks alcohol occasionally. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of Alzheimer's. Mother also died of heart disease and Alzheimer's. Next paragraph. Review of substance. The patient has no fatigue, fever, or weight loss, no cataracts, glaucoma, or hoarseness, no vertigo, and has some nosebleeds. Did I say fever or asthma, but has some wheezing, shortness of breath, and cough. She has no abdominal pains, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. She has no chest or jaw pain, but has palpitations, no anxiety, no depression. Has easy bruising and no joint pains, muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph. Medlist. Eliquis 5 mg PID, Lasix 40 mg daily, Carvedilol 12.5 mg daily. Atorvastatin 10 milligrams a day. 80 milligrams a day. And Plavix 75 milligrams daily. Acidil 30 milligrams a day. Next paragraph, physical exam. This elderly, averagely built male who's alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure. The blood pressure 117 over 60. The pulses 101 respiration, 16 temps 97.8. Weight is 165, saturation 99. HGND and non-cephalic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, nasal cavity matters, throat is clear. Next up, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with distant bed sounds and scattered crackles of the lung bases with diffuse wheezes bilaterally. Heart, yatsunsa, irregular S1 and S2. No S3 gallop. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities. Mild varicosity is 1 plus edema, no cap tenderness. Reflexes are 1 plus with no gross motor deficit. Cranial is grossly intact. Skin no lesion. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Get a CBC, PFT, and a complete metabolic profile. And use Ventolin. 2 puffs QID piano. Tessalon pearls, 100 milligrams Q6 hours PRN. Advice, come back for a follow-up in approximately 2 months. Thank you for this conversation.